At KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news. It's a Wednesday, the 27th day of March for 2019. Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors will fill the proposed Director of Economic Development position from within the ranks of county employees. Supervisors meeting on Tuesday have changed course in their efforts to create a new county position, which will be charged with efforts to attract and keep business in the county. Rather than follow the previous proposal to advertise for the position, which had an estimated salary of $88,000 to $95,000, supervisors directed that an attempt be made to assign the duties to an existing county employee. It was suggested that doing so could save the county much of the proposed expense of an outside hire. The board has been considering the new economic development position for several months now. Then later yesterday, the board continued an appeal from the County Planning Commission of a property on Ridge Road that was cited for having a commercial business in a residential area. The property owner claimed to be running what amounted to a yard sale, just one that featured many large tents filled with goods for sale that has lasted a number of months. In an effort to seek compromise, the board continued the appeal for 60 days to give the property owner more time to sell more items and clear more material off his property.
And a vacation tragedy has claimed the life of an Ione man. Andrew Drew Machi, 39, of Ione, was fishing off rocks north of Lufenholz Beach on Friday when a large wave knocked him off his feet and into the water. According to Humboldt County officials, Machi was killed after being swept off a rock by a sneaker wave on a beach near Trinidad. That was the first of two serious rogue wave incidents on the northern Pacific coast last weekend. Authorities say Machi's wife, Brandy, jumped into the surf and tried to rescue him, but strong waves kept throwing him back into the rocks. The Coast Guard deployed a helicopter to the scene where Machi's body was located by a Coast Guard swimmer and flown to Mad River Hospital. The Humboldt County coroner said he believes Machi hit his head on rocks and was then knocked out. Well, a day after the tragic incident, a woman relaxing on a beach in Manzanita, Oregon, was seriously injured when a sneaker wave struck a log she was sitting on. Now, Machi reportedly worked for PG&E as a lineman. He and his family have been visiting the Humboldt County coast while on vacation.
And the Harrah's Northern California Casino, now slated for a grand opening the weekend of May 10th, is still attracting critics and concerned neighbors who filled a special meeting of the Amador County Board of Supervisors last night. A crowd dominated by Buena Vista and Comanche area residents who lived near the soon-to-be-open casino, which will have 950 slot machines and 20 table games when open, peppered county officials, casino, and Buena Vista tribal representatives with questions over parking, traffic, law enforcement, and crime, as well as water and sewer services at the casino. Various traffic improvements, including new stop signs, traffic signals, and a traffic circle are going online at many intersections in the area projected to be affected by casino traffic. The casino was given $3.4 million for improved law enforcement, which will include 11 new county sheriff deputies and two new Ione police officers. CAL FIRE will also staff a new fire station located immediately adjacent to the casino. It was reportedly discussed during the meeting that the agreement between Amador County and the Buena Vista Tribe, known as the Intergovernmental Services Agreement, or ISO, was drafted over 10 years ago, and both the county's circumstances and the plans for the casino have changed considerably in that time. The county and tribe continue to renegotiate portions of the document, and those talks are expected to continue past the planned opening of the casino.
And speaking before the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors yesterday, County Health Officer Dr. Dean Caleta delivered an overview of the local response to a recent measles case and gave an update on the child impacted. Now, the girl diagnosed with measles had been on an international flight that landed at San Francisco Airport March 13th. Then the following day, the family returned to Calaveras County, and the girl became sick at their Valley Springs home. During the time between when the child did become sick and was finally diagnosed with measles, there was significant exposure to multiple members of the community. The health department conducted a contact investigation with over 40 interviews with members of the community to assess whether they were vaccinated against measles and whether they were immune. Dr. Kaleda reports the child is recovering. There have been no secondary cases at this time. The supervisors praised Dr. Kaleda and the public health department for the quick response and actions following the diagnosis.
And the Amador County Unified School District will hold an important community meeting tonight, 6 o'clock, at the Ione Junior High School Multipurpose Room. With the ongoing development in the Ione area, the district is preparing in the event of significant enrollment growth in the future. School and district leaders will share information about facilities, enrollment, the school's strengths, and opportunities for growth. A question and answer period and discussion will be included. Following the meeting, a feedback survey will be developed and provided to the community of Ione. The survey data will be used to assist the district in planning the next steps. Again, that's tonight, 6 o'clock, Ione Junior High School Multipurpose Room.
And a public workshop on groundwater management in the far western region of Amador County will be held today, 6 p.m., at the Amador Water Agency Board Chambers. Now, anyone who lives, works, or manages land supported by wells in the Consumnes Subbasin is encouraged to attend the workshop to learn about the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act passed in 2014 to protect groundwater from depletion and overuse. Under this law, groundwater users can help shape everything from defining what constitutes sustainable groundwater usage to determining what steps local agencies will take to ensure there's balance between long-term supply and use. In Amador County, the Consumnes Subbasin extends west from the northwest corner of the county on a diagonal that parallels 104 in the city of Ione to just west of Pardee Dam and the McCollamy River. For more information, contact AWA General Manager Gene Mancebo.
And Cal Fire will host a town hall meeting in River Pines tonight at 6:30 at the River Pines Town Hall. The meeting will focus on wildfire safety issues specific to River Pines and will go over risks, defensible space, and evacuation procedures for the area. Cal Fire, Amador Sheriff, Amador Fire Safe Council, ACART, Amador Fire Protection District, and District 5 Supervisor Brian Onetto will all be present for the meeting, providing information and answering any questions. Now, if you'd like more details, 296-7591. 296-7591. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Howard's Body Shop and Volcano Communications. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.